This drawdown in deposits is more extreme than during the regional banking bailout.
It's time someone had the courage to stand up and say, I'm against those things that everybody hates. Now, I respect my opponent. I think he's a good man. But quite frankly, I agree with everything he just said.
These are the candidates? They sound like clones.
Hey guys, Rafa here from the Endgame Investor. It's been a while. I'm recovering from pneumonia. I'm doing all right. I kind of forgot how to do these things. But it's all coming back to me now. Today I wanted to talk about what I'm sure nobody else is talking about, and that is the record weekly drop in bank deposits last week. I mean, second all-time record weekly drop in deposits. There has never been a week like this, except on September 11th, 2001, which followed, of course, a huge injection of liquidity into the banking system. So what happened this past week is pretty much unprecedented, and it's not going to be in the news because nobody follows this stuff. And while it does correspond with tax day is when liquidity is sucked out of the banking system and into the Treasury's account at the Federal Reserve, it cannot be explained solely by tax day because we have other tax days that did not suck nearly this amount of liquidity out of the banking system. What this looks like to me is the pre-stages of the final, next and final financial crisis, which will be preceded by giant sucks of liquidity, suctions of liquidity, drains of liquidity. And I believe that has already started, as I will show you, in bank deposits that are being sucked out of the banking system at ridiculous speeds. And before we get into the details, this video is brought to you by Miles Franklin Precious Metals. Call 855-GAME-N to secure your precious metals now. This week's specials are 1 ounce South African Silver Krugerrand 2023, while supplies last, only $3.10 over spot, and 1 ounce gold Australian Kangaroos, while supplies last, only $59 over spot. If you are considering waiting for the final deflationary crash to get another tranche of real money metals, I would recommend against that because during the next financial calamity, we're going to see premiums rise significantly as they always do during deflationary crashes. So you won't really save a lot of money timing this, even if you time it perfectly, because higher premiums are going to compensate for lower spot prices. It might help you in trading, but I don't think trading is going to really help people that much when the dollar really does collapse. So if you are stacking and you do it responsibly, meaning a portion of your income, whether that's monthly, bi-monthly, tri-monthly, quarterly, whatever, goes into gold and silver or both, now would be the time to do it. Call 855-GAME-END or email endgameinvestor@milesfranklin.com, and Miles Franklin will help you out forthwithly. First thing I want to show you is this article from Reuters by Manya Saini. Fulton Financial stock jumps on takeover deal for failed Republic First Bank. If you think that you're in the Twilight Zone, you are, because we just had a bank failure called First Republic Bank. I think that was in San Francisco or maybe New York, one of the big cities that are tearing itself apart. Now it's Republic First Bank. So what's the difference between those banks? Well, one is Republic First and the other is First Republic, meaning Republic is second and First is first. But in the first bank, First is second and Republic is first. And these are very distinct banks that you should know the difference between, because if you don't, then I guess you're way out of the loop or something.
I say your 3 cent titanium tax goes too far. And I say your 3 cent titanium tax doesn't go too far enough.
So April 29th, Fulton Financial's shares jumped on Monday after U.S. regulators brokered its takeover of Philadelphia-based Republic First Bank, which failed following months of problems. You get that? Months of problems. Before that, everything was fine. Let's see, what were the months of problems? What did those months of problems consist in? Well, if we skip down the rest of here because it's boring and I don't want to read it, we have this chart over here. This is its assets of Republic for no, First Republic, not Republic First. Wait. Republic First, not First Republic. Okay, this I got it now. First Republic First. Second. 43 billion in commercial real estate. That was its biggest asset portfolio thingy. So they invested in commercial real estate, and then the world decided to destroy the value of commercial real estate by locking everyone down and saying that you don't have to go to work anymore ever. And that kind of hurt business a little bit if you own commercial real estate. And this problem's going to get worse and worse and worse. And you might be asking, Rafi, is this why there is a record massive drainage in bank deposits in the banking system? And I will tell you, let's see what's happening in commercial bank deposits. This is all commercial banks, not seasonally adjusted. We'll zoom in here and I'll show you what's going on. This is the weekly change in deposits we have here, negative $258.622 billion. And if we zoom out 5 years, we can see that the only time ever that that was surpassed was on April, sorry, March, what was it? April 2022, April 20, 2022, at $336 billion. If we zoom out even further, you can see that that is the only week in all of banking history where this number, 258.62 billion, was ever surpassed, and that was tax day in April 22. Now, if we go to seasonally adjusted, right? I'm not exactly sure what a seasonally adjusted dollar is, but I know that there are seasonal trends in deposits. So if we go to the seasonally adjusted numbers, you can see that it's 133 billion, going down by 133 billion post tax day. And the only time that was ever surpassed, not even on the March 2023 regional banking bailout crisis, that wasn't even surpassed then. So this drawdown in deposits is more extreme than during the regional banking bailout. So if we zoom in here, we could see $132 billion March 15th, 2023, and here 133. This is when Silicon Valley Bank was collapsing. Well, I remember that. That was lovely. Here we have 133 billion. So we just beat it. So when was the last time we had a drop down like this in seasonally adjusted deposits weekly? That was whatever. Let's zoom in here in 2001. That was here. And you scroll down a little bit to see the number, 182 billion, September 19th, 2001, which was after a huge influx of $242 billion in September 12th, 2001, a day after the terrorist attacks. So that was pretty much a wash. And now we're having, since then, the biggest weekly drawdown in bank deposits since then. And it's showing up in other areas of the banking system. This is bank reserves. This is reserves that are held by banks at the Fed. This is really the liquidity cushion that if we pass, I think, about 3 trillion over here. So this number is this is a $3 trillion line. This right here is on the eve of the regional banking crisis, March 8th, 2023. We were at $3 trillion and we were there from about September to March. So that's about 6 months. And we were skirting that line, $3 trillion for 6 months. And all of a sudden, there was a banking crisis. So if we zoom out, if we go to the max here, right, we can see that here is the end of Q2 in 2012. And then what number was that? That was about 1.5 trillion thereabouts. That was when Q3 started. And then we go back to about 1.5 trillion, that previous line. And we have here the Ripocalypse, right? September 18th, 2019, we're at $1.4 trillion in reserves. And all of a sudden, the money printing starts again. QT ends and the interest rates go to 10% overnight. And then right after that, we have this money printing crisis. And I don't want to use certain keywords because they're bad. And now here we have the peak here, and then all of a sudden we go back to $2-3 trillion in a regional banking crisis. But now if we zoom in, see what's happening now. This is a huge, let's get my face out of the way here. This is a huge drop in reserves from April 10th to April 24th of, let's see, where are we at? 3.6 trillion, and now we're at 3.3, so a little bit over $300 billion in 2 weeks. We're right near that $3 trillion level, and I can't guarantee that $3 trillion level is the crisis level for the next banking crisis, but it's somewhere around there. It's going to be a little bit higher than $3 trillion this time because the further out you get, the more liquidity you need to support a bigger debt Ponzi. So I do think First Republic is a symptom of the banking crisis that is developing, and it's coming out in deposits, and that's why they're falling. And one of the reasons that deposits are falling is because reverse repos appear to have bottomed out at around $400 billion, and there aren't any more that are going into the banking system. Why is that? Probably because the Treasury is selling fewer bills and more notes to try to move some debt over from short term to longer term, because there were, last I checked, there were about $6 trillion in short term bills that were circulating, and that can't really be sustained. So you got to move some over to longer term debt. But the RRPs will bottom out, and we might have a little bit of a more of a bump of maybe $100, $200 billion in reserves if those reserves flow in faster than debt either defaults or is paid back. Anyway, we're getting really close to the final banking crisis, and that is going to lead to the final money printing round. And in my little opinion here, it's going to lead to the end game, because once you start that final printing round, it's going to be in the face of heavy consumer price inflation all over the world. And consumers are going to start to understand that they need to get out of their currencies, whatever they are, wherever they are, and move into something real or face the consequences. This is Rafa, the Endgame Investor. If you enjoyed this video, then consider signing up to be my patron. Link in the description below, where you will get weekly commentary from a religious standpoint on what is going on in the monetary system today. And that's for as little as $3 a month. You can always sign up to be an Endgame Investor subscriber on Substack for free. And always remember,
It's time someone had the courage to stand up and say, I'm against those things that everybody hates. Now I respect my opponent. I think he's a good man, but quite frankly, I agree with everything he just said.